Paul tells Timothy and us to do our best to present ourselves to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. We'll take a look at that truth and how to handle it next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. All our lives we spend studying for this test, studying for that job, studying for this or that or the other thing. That's what we do. But when it comes to our relationship with Christ, oftentimes we leave off the study of God's Word, thinking it'll just happen by osmosis. Welcome to Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. If you'll join us for the next few minutes, we'll do just that. Study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. A workman who does not need to be ashamed. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to this Wednesday session of Abounding Grace. If you've been with us this week, you know we're reviewing this very, very excellent book, Christless Christianity, The American Captivity of the Church, written by Michael Horton, 2008 Baker Books, and I have a copy here for you. If you're the first one who calls after the close of this program, we will send this copy out to you free. So please give us a call, and our number is 318-0429. Well, today we take up chapter 3, and I'm not highlighting everything in this book. There's a lot here. I'm highlighting some what I think are key points here. And in chapter 3, Horton has entitled it Smooth Talking and Christless Christianity. The last thing he says we want is to be told that we cannot do anything to save ourselves from the most serious problem that we ever have ever or will ever encounter, that we are entirely at the Lord's mercies. Now, we looked at that yesterday, and we've been outlining the real thrust of the problem. Yesterday, we looked at what Horton said, the cure is only as radical as the disease. So, if the cure was God had to deliver up his only begotten Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords had to come here and had to live a perfect life, keeping the law perfectly, had to die on a cross to remove the curse on our heads, experiencing in full measure the wrath of God that we would have to suffer an eternity for in hell. Christ suffered in those hours on the cross. He did that all for us. Then that means the disease has to be pretty bad if the cure was that radical, right? And to understand the need for the cure, you got to proclaim how bad the disease is. In other words, you got to level human beings. Now, that's what we're interacting with yesterday. Today, what has happened is everything has been turned inward. Everything has been turned inward to find the solution to our problems. The solution is not to be saved from the wrath of God because of our sin. The problem is not even sin. Today, the problem in a lot of evangelical churches of what is being preached is you're not reaching your full potential. As the Army slogan is, you're not being all that you can be. And so we've had a whole list of therapeutic moralistic ideas to help us along our way. Smooth talk and flattery is really what it is. We hold up the really head of this movement today, the head of this approach to Christianity, this very motivational speaking sort of approach, Joel Osteen. The reason I use him is because he is the big figure of this, and I think countless churches across this land have tried to follow and emulate exactly what Osteen is doing, seeing the numbers, seeing all the glitter, seeing the big building, seeing all the money. Hey, if this works for Osteen, we can implement it on some level in our local community and gain people. Well, that's exactly what here Horton outlines in chapter 3. He's dealing with this great problem of what Luther called, Martin Luther years ago, a theology of glory. How can I climb the ladder and attain the glory here and now that God has actually promised for us after a life of suffering? So it's all about the now. Everything's about the now. Although the whole Christian message in the Bible is, we looked at last week, it's a message of suffering. We're taking up our cross. We're following. We're bearing that cross. Through much tribulation, we must enter the kingdom. All of that is lost. And instead, the story of the cross is pushed aside. The story of God's merciful descent to us, Horton says, at a great personal cost. That's all pushed aside so that we can have the glory now. And so you have your best life now. The 7 steps to living at your full potential. Become a better you was the sequel. Now, what is Osteen after here? Well, the bad news may not be as bad as it used to be, but the good news is just a softer version of the bad news. What is Osteen, Horton says, what is Osteen's new message? Do more. But this time, it's easy. And if you fail, don't worry. God wants you to be your best. He'll take care of you. So God in this scenario becomes a commodity to be used, how we can become and receive all the glory now in this life. Well, you know, it's interesting. Osteen was interviewed on Larry King Live, and Larry King picked up on this. Larry King asked the question, always those inquisitive questions by King, what happens to people who reject Jesus Christ? Osteen, of course, says, I'm not sure. And then King followed up with the question, and this is all recorded here in the book. Well, what about Jews, Muslims, and other non-Christians? They're wrong, aren't they? Well, I don't know if I believe they're wrong, he says. Here's what I believe the Bible teaches, and from the Christian faith, this is what I believe. But I just think that God only will judge a person's heart. Now, my friends, let's stop right there. What does the Bible say about the heart? Well, Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jesus said out of the heart proceeds all sorts of filthy things, right? Murders, thefts, blasphemies. This was Jesus's view of the human heart. Osteen says, I think God will judge us by what's in our hearts. Major, major, major problem. So everything is trivialized again. Sin is not a breaking of God's law. It has to be overcome as we are given rules and lists for how to live better. And that's Osteen's, of course, 7 principles. And I read this the other day, but let me read them again. Keep pressing forward. Be positive toward yourself. Develop better relationships. Form better habits. Embrace the place where you are. Develop your inner life. Stay passionate about life. My friends, is that the answer? I mean, that's typically a lot of the approach of churches today is to hand out these sort of steps for reaching your full potential. Is that the answer? Is that the answer to sinners who are under the wrath of God? Really? To climb up higher to God through these principles and hopefully God will look at our hearts positively? You see what's happened. We've all turned inward. Now, Larry King keeps going with Osteen. It's very interesting. Is it hard to lead a Christian life? Asks King. I don't think it's hard, Osteen replied. To me, it's fun. We have joy and happiness. I'm not trying to follow a set of rules and stuff. I'm just living my life. But you do have rules, don't you? King pressed. Osteen replies, we do have rules, but the main rule is to honor God with your life, to live a life of integrity, not to be selfish, you know, help others. But that's really the essence of the Christian faith. Now, this is what Horton observes. Notice how Osteen's happy, fun-filled Christian life without rules suddenly becomes, when pressed, the most demanding religion possible. He is certainly correct when he says that God commands a life of integrity and helping others, not being selfish. God demands it so much, oh my friends, it better be perfect to be able to stand in front of him. Now, Horton says, bad law preaching levels some of us. Osteen's omission of the law levels none of us. Biblical preaching of the law levels all of us. These steps for living are more law. Look, God's going to judge us based on what? Well, you better have a righteousness outside of yourselves. But if you're told to go in to achieve it by your own personal steps for living, that God will base his judgment on what he looks at in your heart and how hard you tried. Do you see how bad of a message that is? This is a tragedy. This is scary. Who's going to be able to stand in front of a holy God if he looks at our hearts? You see, the whole message of the gospel is God looks at his own son's righteousness, that he looks at Christ's perfect life. That's why Christ came here. That's why he died, so that we would have a righteousness that comes by and through faith alone, by resting in Jesus, not in looking inward. And as Horton says here, Osteen makes God a means to an end, rather than an end for whom we exist. That is so true. The fact is, Horton goes on to say, is we're all dying, my friends. We're all dying. Osteen's entire message represents a distraction from Christ. And you need to ask today, is the message you're receiving a distraction from Christ? Who needs Christ if this is the gospel? Here it is. You're not perfect, but you're trying to live better. And God looks at your heart. He sees the inside, and he's changing you little by little. Horton says, the bad news is far worse than we are not experiencing health, wealth, and happiness now. It's that we are actually dying, and nothing can reverse that fact. I don't care how much they tell you to have your best life now out there. We're all dying, my friends. It gets worse. Death, Horton says, is just a symptom. We will all have a different cause of death listed on the medical certificate. Death, however, itself is a result of a condition we all share. The wages of sin is death. That's the reality. That's what we have to face up to. So at the same time, the good news is far greater than finding a way, right, to look inward, to find our steps to our own happiness. The good news is this. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 6:23. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. This is 1 Corinthians 15. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Where's the victory? The victory's not looking inward. The victory is not getting 10 steps to how you can improve this and be a better you. The victory is in looking to the perfect law keeper. The victory is in Christ and him crucified. The victory is in a risen Lord through whom I have access and power through the Holy Spirit now as I rest on him and my life is hid in him that I truly know I am accepted. Accepted by God. And am able to stand on that day, stand before the judgment seat perfectly absolved because of the righteousness and the blood of Christ. My friends, what are we hearing every Sunday? What is being preached to you? Who is being preached to you? Humanity and it improved, or Jesus Christ and him crucified? Let's give our hearts again to long to hear of the person and work of Christ, for all of Scripture is about him. And God for us in him. Well, in light of that, we invite you again to our 2009 Pacific Northwest Reformation Conference on October 9 and 10. If we've talked about Christless Christianity, we're going to talk about the solution to that, which is Christ-centered Christianity. That's the title of the conference, Christ-centered Christianity in an Age of Spiritual Chaos. The speaker will be Dr. W. Robert Godfrey on Friday, October 9 at 7 p.m. Then Saturday, October 10, he will speak in the morning on Christ at the Center of Worship. I will speak out following that on Christ at the Center of Preaching. He will again speak after lunch on Christ at the Center of Salvation with a question and answer period. The conference is free of charge, and you can find out more about the conference on our website at lindenurc.com or calling 360-318-0429. We're so thankful you've tuned in and encourage you a great deal to attend this conference for your spiritual benefit.
As always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And for directions, you can either visit our website, lindenurc.com, or call 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today, and until next time, God bless.